Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian, and we have a special program for you today. It involves some very interesting people from a long time ago. The name of the program is Samson and Delilah and Hercules. The main thing is also that this music is being performed by the ensemble called Sequentia. Sequentia is now in its 38th year of performing medieval music, and I must say, as far as I'm concerned, it is by far the best medieval music ensemble in the world. It was founded 38 years ago by Benjamin Bagby and Barbara Thornton. They were both Americans. Benjamin Bagby now lives in Germany and continues along with the ensemble. Unfortunately, we lost Barbara Thornton in 1998 at the age of 48. She died of a brain cancer, and it was a blow to the ensemble. But they're carrying on and doing fantastically well. They perform music no later usually than around 1300, but far earlier than that. And what we're going to listen to today, to begin with, is some of that real early music. And as I said, our program is called Samson and Delilah, which is one of the pieces that we'll hear about, and the first one we'll listen to is concerning Hercules. And these types of compositions are called lays, and that's a French word. It's spelled L-A-I. And a lay, to give you a good definition, is a lyrical narrative poem often dealing with the lives of important people, and our tales are of adventure and romance. The poetic form of the lay usually has several stanzas, none of which has the same form, and as a result, the accompanying music consists of sections which do not repeat. They do have refrains, but as you go from one section to another, the melody of each section is completely different than the previous one or the one that follows it. So we're going to deal with Hercules to begin with. The piece is called Olim Sudor Hercules, and Thais will give us a layout of what we'll be listening to.
The goddess Hera, determined to make trouble for Hercules, made him lose his mind. In a confused and angry state, he killed his own wife and children. When he awakened from his temporary insanity, Hercules was shocked and upset by what he'd done. He prayed to the god Apollo for guidance, and the god's oracle told him he would have to serve Eurystheus, the king of Tiryns and Mysia, for 12 years in punishment for the murders. As part of his sentence, Hercules had to perform 12 labors, feats so difficult that they seemed impossible. Fortunately, Hercules had the help of Hermes and Athena, sympathetic deities who showed up when he really needed help. By the end of these labors, Hercules was, without a doubt, Greece's greatest hero. His struggles made Hercules the perfect embodiment of an idea the Greeks called pathos, the experience of virtuous struggle and suffering, which would lead to flame and, in Hercules' case, immortality.
Thank you. Amor.
A performance of the piece about Hercules there by Sequentia. And again, Sequentia is still in existence today after 35 years. And Tice and I saw them and heard them in a concert, I think back in either 71 or rather 79 and 80, when we went to an early music festival. And we were just overtaken with their approach to early music, and particularly to this medieval music. The members who founded the group, Benjamin Bagby and Barbara Thornton, were just outstanding, and they were members of the early music school in Switzerland and graduates of that school. And as I mentioned, Barbara Thornton passed away in the year 98, unfortunately. This music you just heard is actually a copy from their original recording, which was from an LP. And I'm sure most of you know what an LP is. I had some students in my classes at Tulane who had no idea what an LP was. But the sound is absolutely spectacular, and we're going to continue with one more piece from that LP transferred to CD by myself. And we listened to something about Samson and Delilah, and Thais will tell us.
Yes. This song, written in Latin, was preserved in several medieval manuscripts and tells the Bible story, the biblical story of Samson and Delilah. The song begins with the chorus's lament over the humiliation and imprisonment of the great warrior Samson by the Philistines, and the paradox of the conquered conqueror. Samson then tells the story of his love for Delilah, how he had loved the beautiful Philistine maiden, and how she betrayed his love, getting him to tell her the secret of his great strength, which was his long hair. Delilah speaks twice. First we hear her persuade him how to tell this secret. Later she mockingly calls the Philistines to cut off his hair and capture him. Samson then tells how, when his hair was again grown long and he had recovered his strength, he was able to avenge himself on his enemies by pulling the great building down on top of him. The story ends with the chorus's praise of Samson. Samson sit in gloria. May Samson be glorified.
Solus ipse viribus prevalet. Motibus in pelio, meis dedimanibus et clario. Mille virros motibus mandibula, meis dedimanibus a cellula. Se quandum provisio, vehementer fissio, per aguam eximuit, quesit in compes.
Pro nolo. gratis premio, meritissis gremio, iam privatus dornio, virtutis auxilio, illa mordax vipera, agnia prius tenera, furtim capi corsites, et clamari principes.
Oh,
the story of Samson and Delilah. This is from around the year 1200, and it's from Sequentia's very first recording made on an LP, which I did transfer to the CD, which we just listened to. The name of that recording was called Spielmann und Kleriker 1200, which means exactly minstrels and clerics about the year 1200. So we heard about Hercules, and we heard about Samson and Delilah. And by the way, the performers on that recording were Barbara Thornton, who I mentioned is not with us anymore, passed away in 1998, Benjamin Bagby, who is still going strong, and he not only sang but played the harp. Margaret Tindemans is another one that who has passed away a couple of years ago, who played the medieval fiddle, and Crawford Young, who played lute and gittern. We have someone else with a narrative lay that we're going to listen to now.
And that person would be Noah. And what did Noah do? He was faced with a flood. The piece is Omnis Caro, Peca Verat, from the Dublin Troper, 14th century. Naturally, Sequentia.
Omnis Caro, Peca Verat, Viam Suam Coru Perat, Omo Deum Reliquerat, Lex Natura.
Fruaris lumine sursum preparabis, cul ulmen sursum ducito, et tandem incudito arcam consumabis. Trecentorum cubitorum arche longitudo, sed et quinquies denorum merit latitudo, sexies quoque minorum merit altitudo. Ant intrabis habitabis et vitabis imminens veliculum, tu et nati dividati procreati un sustendent seculum, intrent sexus cuius nexus per amplexus dilatabit populum, de mundis animantibus in singuli generibus coles serves sus seminaria, fugum ista compleveris videm oram de deseris, descendet ave pluvia. Arcam cum ingressus eris, nuptes simul cum hileris, de supernis ego pluam, et omne nefas diluam. Quater de nos simul dies nulla tenerit requies, incessante libres fluent, omnemum superfluent. Vita, salus et pax erit, ilis quos arna clauserit, et qui foris eam erunt, mortis discrimen per
another lay there, this one about Noah and the flood and Noah's Ark, performed by members of Sequentia. This is Sequentia's men's vocal ensemble called Sons of Thunder. We're going to turn now to another dance lay, and Thais will tell us about that.
This is a dance lay in praise of the Virgin Mary. Sion egredere nunc de cubilibus, and it's a Bavarian piece from the 14th century.
And also, it's interesting to know that the melody for this lay, it's a dance lay, and it's based upon a lay by the 13th century minnesinger Tannhäuser, the same character in Wagner's opera.
Testamentarum amunt, sic is agit Ismael. Deum victor datus, ita vel transponit, si salam femori, tel bona laudetur, et iepte venere, in ata mi volavi, Christum figurami, Samsonis oculato, virtute renovato, cum ierre orum, fiungit vulvir orum, et quater Samueli, secunda tur fideli, Ezechias scribocatur, Isaias nobilis, partum dos et virginis,
Jeremias,
Zacharias,
Jonas,
Daniel, Joel et Ezechiel, et non pures alites des patus virginei.
Sibilas et ancilamur, in barbine negem predicat Christum, rex avuto domus orfu nomine batissum.
A dance lay about praise of the Virgin Mary, and as Tai said, the music is actually from one that was composed by Tannhäuser, the Minnesinger, and this ends the same way as that one by Tannhäuser, where the fiddler is playing at the end, and all of a sudden he breaks his bow, and the men saying, well, I'm sorry, but the fiddler has broken his bow. And hence, it's a kind of a comic dance lay. And again, performed by the Sons of Thunder, and the ensemble is Sequentia under the direction of Benjamin Bagby. We have a few minutes remaining, and we're going to do a selection from a CD of Sequentia's called English Songs of the Middle Ages.
This piece is the very first piece by a known English composer. The composer is Saint Goderic. We'll hear Saint Mary the Virgin, Christ Saint Nicholas, Heilige Jungfrau Maria Christ, and Vierge Maria Christ Saint Nicholas.
Sancte Maria, Virgine, Mater Jesu Christes Nazarene, God reach on fang
Christes Spur. Meidenes Kleinhand, Moderes Flur, Diliem in sinne, Rixim in mod. Bring me to
the three St. Godric songs, and again, as Thais mentioned, this is the earliest known compositions by a known English composer. We do have just a few minutes remaining, and we're going to listen to an instrumental selection from the same CD, English Songs and Dances of the Middle Ages by Sequentia. and ending with a short instrumental selection played on the medieval fiddle. Hope you enjoyed Sequentia and these early pieces from the years prior to 1300, which is especially of Sequentia.
It was, and I love this music. Thank you for being with us today for some very interesting and very old music. By the way, guys, don't cut your hair. We look forward to being with you again for another hour of early music. Stay well.